News broke this week that Dan Gilbert is selling his Greektown casino. Sticker price, $1 billion. That has some people speculating Gilbert may be eyeing another big ticket purchase, the Detroit Tigers. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. Now, Daniel, just to be clear, Gilbert already owns an NBA team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, but owning a casino blocks him from owning a Major League Baseball team?
Yes, baseball has those rules that the owner of a casino or casino interest cannot own a franchise. And some of your listeners may remember that when the Ilitch family decided to get into the casino business when it was approved for Detroit, Marion Ilitch, along with her husband Mike, were owners of the Tigers. And in order to satisfy Major League Baseball, they essentially split the two. Marion Ilitch was no longer an owner of record of the Detroit Tigers. She was the owner of the Motor City Casino, and Mike Ilitch was the owner of the Tigers, and that apparently satisfied them. But that's an example of one of the barriers that Dan faces. Also, he has other gaming interests. He didn't just own Greektown Casino. His Jack Entertainment Company has six properties in, I think, three or four states, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Maryland. So there's a couple of questions here. One is he unwinding his whole investment in the entertainment business? And based on some reporting I've done, I think the answer to that is yes. How long that happens and how long that takes, it remains to be seen. The gaming industry is going through some consolidation. There's a new model in the industry now where you have operating companies that actually run the gaming inside the building, and then the building and the property are owned by property companies, essentially. And the property companies get first right on cash flow that comes through the businesses.
So it might be a good time to make these kinds of moves, but how quickly did the wondering aloud about a possible Tiger purchase start after we learned that Gilbert is selling Greektown?
Oh, this has been going on for more than a year, and I think it's been related to two things. One is the death of Mike Ilitch, and a belief by some people who think they know what's going on that Mike was a baseball guy because he played in the Tigers minor league system, and he always called himself a baseball guy. And his son, Christopher, who runs the company for the family and is the president of the Tigers, is really a, quote, hockey guy. Mm. Chris has, however, told me personally that he's more of a baseball guy. And the interesting thing is there on two occasions, Chris Ilitch has done on-the-record interviews with the Detroit News, once with me and once with my colleague Lynn Henning. And in both cases, he's emphatically said that the Ilitch family is committed to long-term ownership of the Detroit Tigers. The organization has also, in a third case, issued a public statement saying the same thing.
Okay.
Which seems to make absolutely not a whit's difference to the people who are out there speculating that Dan Gilbert wants to buy the Tigers. It's easy to add two and two and get five or six, and that's what I think we're seeing here. But as I point out in my column today, things can change. Owners do die. That does happen. Mike Ilitch died. Bill Davidson, the owner of the Pistons, died. William Clay Ford, the owner of the Lions, died. Ralph Wilson, who has been a lifetime resident of Grosse Pointe Shores, and the original owner of the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
When he died, his trustees sold the team. So, you know, Chris Ilitch and the family may be saying, we're in this for the long haul, but, you know, what is the long haul? At some point, the family may sell the team, and someone can say from their death, but see, I was right. I was right.
Eventually.
But I think based on my reporting and some of the issues that face Dan, I don't think that's likely to happen anytime soon. Now, there has been a recent Supreme Court decision that has taken a different view on sports betting, and I think it will be liberalizing it, and a lot of people expect that sports betting will be liberalized around the country. And in fact, the new owner of Greektown Casino has already gone on the record with us at the Detroit News and saying, we want to institute sports betting in Greektown Casino. And for that to happen, the legislature in Lansing has to pass the requisite laws to make that possible. So we're already seeing that could change. And, you know, this is one of the biggest sports towns in America. So I'm sure there'd be more than a couple people that would want to do betting in that casino on sports.
So we kind of, as you quoted someone in your column, the director of the sport, a lawyer who's a sports law expert, it's the gamblization of sports, and what better place to happen than in the Motor City?
Well, I don't know about what better place, but it's probably a place, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, sports crazy Detroit. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.